Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the ENCE 2016 fourth quarter results presentation. I now hand over to Ignacio Colmenares, CEO, and Alfredo Avello, CFO. Gentlemen, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for attending our 2016 results conference call. I'm here today with our CFO, Alfredo Avello, and our IR team, Alberto Valdés and Rocío Recio. After the presentation, we will be pleased to answer any questions you may have. Let me start with the main highlights of the year. First of all, our adjusted EBITDA reached 138 million euros, and our net income was almost 39 million euros in 2016, although it was a year with very low pulp and electricity prices. Furthermore, we are delivering on our strategic plan. Our expansion and cost reduction CapEx in our mills is progressing well. Our cash cost has achieved 340 euros per ton in the fourth quarter of 2016. We have accelerated our energy business growth thanks to power plants we have acquired from Enel. We have completed the first phase of our assets divestment plan. Finally, we have maintained an attractive shareholder remuneration while keeping a low leverage position. I would like to emphasize our resilient business model based on growing demand for eucalyptus pulp, up 7.7% in 2016, strong free cash flow generation despite lower pulp and electricity prices, wood cost reduction due to the linkage with pulp prices and other initiatives, our hedging program that mitigates FX volatility, and stable energy earnings secured by regulation and supported by a reduction in fuel costs due to agro waste biomass diversification. In slide number seven, you can see a summary of our expansion and cost reduction pulp CapEx plan through 2020. As you can see, we have reduced the total investment figure to 263 million euros. ENCE Energía will develop the 40-megawatt biomass power plant awarded in the 2016 auction in Huelva. Therefore, the 74 million euros investment originally planned for Pontevedra will be postponed after 2020. Of the total figure, we have already invested 75 million euros, mainly in Navia. Thanks to this CapEx and our initiatives, we have increased our capacity by 40,000 tons and improved our efficiency, as you can see in our decreasing cash cost. In 2018 and 2019, our CapEx will allow us to increase capacity by 30,000 tons in Pontevedra and improve cash cost to 329 euros per ton, as you will see later. Let's go to slide number eight. Here you can see our 2017 investment plan. We will invest 40 million euros in both Navia and Pontevedra mills. As we wish to maintain a prudent policy with regard to leverage, we will adapt the speed of all the investment between 2018 and 2020 accordingly. Our net debt will never exceed 2.5 times EBITDA in our pulp business. Let me talk now on slide number nine about cash cost. During the fourth quarter of 2016, we achieved a cash cost of 340.9 euros per ton, down from 405 euros per ton in 2014. Our target is to reduce cash cost further during 2017 to an average of 339 euros per ton. We will maintain this trend during 2018 to achieve 337 euros per ton, thanks to our efficiency investments, production increases, and management initiatives to reduce costs. If you move now to slide 10, I would like to go through our recent acquisitions of two energy plants from Enel. Last December, we bought a 66% stake in two 16 megawatt biomass power plants for 22.5 million euros. This deal increases our electricity generation capacity by 30%. We expect that these power plants will add 7.5 million euros to our EBITDA in 2017. This is an important step to achieve our target of increasing biomass generation capacity to 383 megawatt by 2020, with an EBITDA target of 78 million euros. In addition to these acquisitions, we are starting the construction of a new 40 megawatt biomass power plant in Huelva in the fourth quarter of 2017, where we will have synergies with our two other power plants and achieve our return targets. 2020 will be its first full year of operation and will generate 11 million euros of EBITDA. In slide 11, I would like to highlight our stable and attractive dividend policy. This is a clear priority for our company. We have distributed a dividend of 38.7 million euros in 2016 and executed a share buyback of 8.6 million euros for 4 million shares, which will be amortized after the AGM in March 30th. The Board of Directors will propose to the AGM a final dividend for 2016 of 11.6 million euros. Our target is to maintain shareholder return and keep a prudent leverage position at below 2.5 times EBITDA at mid-cycle levels in our pulp business at the same time. I would like to point out that Ence ranks number 10 in the IBEX top dividend index. Turning to slide number 12, we can see the evolution of our asset disposal program. We have received 38 million euros during the year. We expect to sell the remaining 6 million euros worth of industrial assets in the coming months. During 2017, we will start a four-year plan to divest our non-core eucalyptus plantations. 90% of its production is now sold to our Portuguese competitors. These plantations are situated in the south of Spain, at more than 800 kilometers from our pulp mills located in the north of Spain. The distance makes this wood more expensive for us than the local wood. Our pulp mills are located in a region that produces all the wood we need. This is why we are the sole Iberian pulp producer that doesn't import wood, and why we prefer not to source even from the south of Spain. And to finish this review of our strategic plan, let me turn to our balance sheet in slide number 13. Despite the strategic plan CapEx investments, our dividend payment and the share buyback program, ENCE ended 2016 with a leverage ratio of 1.6 times at the group level, much lower than the average of our peers. We have managed to reduce our net debt by 23 million euros during the year to 218 million euros. Our objective is to maintain a conservative leverage ratio through our investment plan to 2020. As a conclusion, we are on track with our strategic plan in terms of annual EBITDA, investing even lower CapEx. Our cash cost is in line with the strategic plan target, even without the investment of 74 million in a biomass power plant in Pontevedra. The lower pulp EBITDA due to lower volumes caused by the one-year delay in getting permits for the Pontevedra investments is more than compensated by faster growth of EBITDA in energy. Now let's go to slide number 15. I would like to spend some time now looking at our resilient business model. First of all, we are working in an environment of growing demand for eucalyptus pulp. In 2016, demand grew by 7.7%. Chinese demand is an important driver and now represents 30% of global demand. Demand is growing more than 23% in China. The movement of 50 million people per year from the countryside to urban areas in China, Indonesia, Vietnam and Philippines is increasing the demand for pulp products. This trend will continue and demand will grow in the future. I remind you that pulp is one of the very few commodities of which China is and will remain a net importer. On the other hand, as you can see in slide 16, we believe supply and demand will be balanced during the next few years. New capacity will be less than the growing demand, and pulp prices should reflect this situation. The start of the APP Oki project is proving to be more gradual than analyst expectations due to limited wood availability and some technical problems. We don't expect they will supply more than 1 million tons in 2017. Fibria is the leading global hardwood pulp producer with a market share of approximately 20%. So I believe its capacity increase should not be disruptive in the market. In any event, they will not place in 2017 more than 300,000 tons in the market. In the same sense, APP is already a big player in the Asian market. I'm sure they will not destroy prices. Chinese prices have already reacted and are now 20% above September levels. We are also seeing huge price increases in Europe. We have increased our prices by 50% in January and February, and we have announced an increase of a further $30 per ton in March. This means $85 per ton more during the first quarter. Further increases may come during the second quarter. In this strong market environment, ENCE has closed sales agreements for 100% of its pulp production in 2017. If we move to slide number 17, you can see our free cash flow generation. In a low pulp and electricity price situation like last year, our recurring free cash flow reached 109 million euros, excluding asset sales. I hope this gives you an idea of the resilience of our business model. In slide 18, we look at wood cost, which is one of the areas we have worked on a lot during the last few years. ENCE has been able to reduce its wood purchase cost by 2 euros per cubic meter in 2016, as a result of its initiative to link the wood price with the pulp price evolution. This fact, along with other initiatives like Coto Redondo, makes our company more flexible in a pulp price environment. In the following slide, I would like to review our FX hedging program. We have reduced our dollar exposure through a tunnel structure that covers between 50% and 75% of pulp sales planned for the following 18 months. Again, our objective is to make the company even more resilient to any possible FX scenarios. Currently, we have secured an exchange rate between an average floor of 1.07 and an average ceiling of 1.15. Let's go to slide 20. One of the features that makes ENCE different from other pulp companies is having an energy business of this size. This business generates stable cash flows based on two kinds of regulated returns: return on investment and remuneration to the operation. The difference between the real pool price and that estimated in 2013 by the regulator for 2016 was 7.8 million euros. This was recognized by the regulator and was accounted for in 2016. In addition, the regulator has forecasted an average pool price of 42 euros megawatt hour for 2017 to 2019, increasing our remuneration to operation by 5.5 euros megawatt hour from 2017 onwards. The impact is 8 million euros more income per year, 50% for our energy business and 50% for our pulp business. These factors, together with our new energy assets, will increase our energy EBITDA by 32% in 2017. All in all, I believe Ence Energía can reach an EBITDA of 45 million euros in 2017. As I mentioned before, Ence Energía is starting in 2017 the construction of a new 40 megawatt biomass power plant in Huelva. This will generate a further 11 million euros of annual EBITDA from mid-19. In slide 21, I would like to share with you another area where we are gaining flexibility and competitiveness. Diversifying fuels has allowed ENCE to reduce supply costs in its power plants. We are developing ENCE Energía as a residual agro-waste manager for two reasons. To solve a problem for the farmers who have to destroy waste to avoid phytosanitary problems and cannot burn it to avoid fire risks, to obtain at the same time a cheap biomass source. This will make our growing energy business more profitable and flexible. And finally, to finish this part of the presentation, let me comment on the good performance of our bonds on slide 22. We have already received upgrades from credit rating agencies, and we expect these upgrades will continue in the future. The implicit yield of ENCE's bonds is today below 3%. This is proof of our business model resilience and financial strength. And now, let me hand you over to Alfredo Avello, who will go through our 2016 numbers.
Thank you, Ignacio. We move now to slide 24. You can see a summary of our annual results, which confirm the resilience of ENCE's business model and a strong management execution despite low pulp and electricity prices. Recurrent free cash flow repeated close to 110 million euros as in 2015, also being able to reduce net debt by further 23 million euros after the strategic plan investments and shareholder remuneration. ENCE's performance in the fourth quarter has been outstanding, as you can see in the next slide. Compared to the previous quarter, our revenue increased by 25%, our EBITDA grew by 29%, and our net profit rose by 12%. All this based on higher volumes and much lower cash costs in the pulp business, combined with a strong operating performance in the energy business, including the recording within the quarter of the regulatory annual pool price compensation. If we move on to slide 26, let me show you how the outstanding operating performance of the pulp business in the last quarter allowed us to reduce the annual average cash cost by 2 euros per ton, despite the operating incidents in Pontevedra's cogeneration turbine during the first quarter. This cash cost reduction, together with higher volumes from our Navia mill, have mitigated the impact of a 15% net pulp price decline in euros year on year. As our CEO highlighted earlier, cash cost is in the last quarter reached 340.9 euros per ton, on track to reach our strategic plan target of €339 per ton in 2017. All in all, pulp business adjusted EBITDA totaled €104 million in 2016 in a low pulp price environment, showing its strength. As you can see in the next slide, number 27, non-recurring charges amounted to €8.6 million, mostly related to the operating incident in Pontevedra's cogeneration turbine in the first quarter, consultancy fees, and non-recurring staff expenses. Below EBITDA, it is worth highlighting the €16 million capital gains from our successful asset divestment program executed in 2016, the €10 million impact from Huelva industrial asset reclassification from assets for sale into fixed assets in the third quarter, and the 62% improved financial result following 2015 refinancing process. Including all these items, the pulp business reported a net profit of €28 million in 2016. Let's now focus on our pulp business cash flow generation in slide 28. Recurrent free cash flow amounted to €62 million in 2016 after cash outs of €7 million in taxes, €21 million in maintenance capex, and €13 million in interest payments. On top of this recurrent cash flow, we collected €41 million in the pulp business, mostly related to the sale of energy crop lands under our Phase 1 divestment program. These proceeds, together with recurring cash flow generation, allowed us to invest up to €43 million in the execution of our strategic plan, mostly related to our efficiency improvements and capacity expansion at Navia. At the end, we managed to obtain €49 million of free cash flow. During the year, we paid €32.7 million of dividends and executed a 4 million shares buyback program for €8.6 million. In slide 29, we can see pulp business net debt ending the year at €195 million and a leverage ratio of 1.9 times, well below our commitment of 2.5 times. In addition, the pulp business closed the year with a cash position of €122 million on top of an undrawn €90 million RCF. Now, turning to slide 30, let me show you the strong operating performance of our energy business in 2016. We were able to increase EBITDA margin up to 35% despite lower electricity prices as a result of ENCE's successful biomass diversification strategy. As our CEO pointed out earlier, 40% of our biomass sources were agro-waste in 2016 compared to only 14% in the previous year. This percentage should increase up to 56% during the current year. This has allowed us to almost double our biomass availability during 2016, as well as to manage prices down for the long run. On top of that, power output for the year increased by 2%. High electricity prices in the last quarter allowed us to generate beyond the regulatory cap of 6,500 hours. Thanks to all these items, our energy business adjusted EBITDA increased by 9% up to 34 million euros in the year. As you can see in the next slide, number 31, non-recurring charges amounted to 3.9 million euros, of which 2.8 are fully explained by a one-off provision in Huelva 41 megawatt power plant as a result of the decision of the Spanish Ministry of Industry to classify this plant as hybrid, 85% forestry and 15% lignite, following its initial origin, rather than 100% forestry as it currently is. Main items below the EBITDA line are, firstly, higher depreciation charges, mostly due to the asset base increase related to the business split initiated in 2015, transferring certain energy assets previously allocated in the pulp business, and secondly, lower financial expenses after the energy project refinancing in 2015. Taking everything into account, our energy business reported a net profit of 10.5 million euros in 2016. Now, let's talk about our energy business cash flow generation in slide 32. Recurrent free cash flow amounted up to 45 million euros in 2016, following almost 29 million euros from the collection of pending receivables from the electricity system once our Huelva 40 megawatt power plant has been finally reclassified, 1 million euros in taxes, 6 million in maintenance capex, and 8.6 million euros in interest payments. This cash flow has allowed us to invest up to 22 million euros to acquire 68% and 64% stakes in two new biomass power plants located in southern Spain with a combined capacity of 32 megawatts. After all these items, free cash flow from the energy business amounted to 15 million euros in 2016. Moving now to slide 33, net debt position of the energy business at year-end was as low as 23 million euros, which implies a very low leverage of 0.7 times. Cash balance at year-end amounted up to 98 million euros. This strong balance sheet and liquidity enable us to continue accelerating this business unit growth in 2017, both greenfield and brownfield. Now, let me return the lead back to our CEO for the closing remarks.
Thank you, Alfredo. To conclude this presentation, I wish to make some closing remarks. Our results in 2016 confirmed the resilience of our business model. The environment has been of very low prices of pulp and electricity. We are delivering results in Navia and Pontevedra following the implementation of our strategic plan. We will achieve our cash cost reduction targets even with a 74 million lower total investment figure. Our cash cost reduction will evolve positively to an average in 2017 of 339 euros per ton. We expect a positive market environment with a tight supply and demand balance, and therefore stronger prices. Our energy business growth is accelerating faster than expected. We expect to reach the 78 million euros EBITDA target before 2020, with the same capex. We will maintain a stable and attractive shareholder remuneration, and we will keep a low leverage position below 2.5 times in the pulp business. And now we are open to answer any questions you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a first question from José Rito from BPI.
Yes, good afternoon. So my first question is on discounts. Can you explain the higher discounts in Q4 and throughout 2016? And what is your view regarding the evolution of these discounts for 2017? My second question related with pulp price evolution for the second half of 2017. You have mentioned that you expect a continued positive trend in the first half, or at least for the following months. I would like to have some further visibility for the second half of 2017 for the evolution of these pulp prices. My final question on the factoring and confirming level at the end of 2016, if you can provide the number for these two lines, please. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, José. Regarding your first question, I understood something about the discount levels in the fourth quarter 16, but the second half of the question was not understood. Could you repeat it, please?
So yes, basically try to get a little bit color on how much should the discounts evolve in 2017. So why discounts were high in Q4 and how do you expect discounts to evolve in 2017?
Okay, that's very clear, Mr. Rito. Thank you very much. Then regarding your first question, the volume of tons sold in fourth quarter 16 was 260,000 tons, 20% higher than the previous quarter and with a higher proportion of spot market transactions, which increased average discounts. For 2017, it is reasonable to expect a slight increase in commercial discounts around 1 pp. Regarding your second question, we expect further increases during the second quarter, and then we expect stable prices for the second half of the year because we don't see any change in the supply and demand who are absolutely tied today. As I mentioned in my presentation, and you have a table with all the specific data, the new volumes for this year in short fiber are going to be very limited, below 1 million tons from APP and more than 300,000 tons from Fibria. On top of that, as you know, there are less productions because there were some closures last year in short fiber. There were some mills in China and Taiwan who switched to dissolving pulp, and that is why the market is very strong today, and we see the same market for the following months during the whole 2017. And we don't see major changes nor in 2018. Regarding factoring and confirming, Alfredo is giving you the answer.
Yes, Jose. We maintain a very stable policy regarding factoring and confirming levels. Figures at the year end 2016 are basically the same ones as at the end of the previous year. There's only a difference of 2 million euros. Factoring in 2015 was 44. And we ended last year at 47. Confirming in 2015 was 58, and we ended last year at 57. So it's a difference of just 2 million euros. There's not a difference in balances in that part.
Yeah, Mr. Rito, as Alfredo is saying, those figures are, first, very stable, and secondly, I think that you have all the information in our financial information, because we are disclosing that. Thank you, Mr.
Okay,
Rito.
Thank you. Just a follow-up question on the discounts. Other players are calling attention to an increase of 2 to 3% points on discounts, but in your case, for the ENCE, we should only assume 1% point. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is like that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Jose Maria Canovas from CaixaBank.
Hi, good afternoon. Two questions on my side. First of all, regarding the 217 investments, both in Navia and Pontevedra, Are they expected to be done during the maintenance stoppages? And if so, will the stoppages take longer than usual, given the investments? And my second question is regarding cash cost reductions, the expected. Could you give us some detail on how much will come from those investments and how much will come from those management solutions to reduce costs? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, José María. CAPEX, who is going to be down during 2017, will be mainly executed during our shutdowns, our annual shutdowns. They are going to be, well, in March in Pontevedra and in July in Navia, and they will be limited to 9 to 10 days. Then we don't need more days for doing those investments. Regarding cash cost for this year, we expect, as I mentioned before, just 1 euro less of cash cost as average cash cost in 2017 compared to the cash cost of the fourth quarter 2016, would mean that, in fact, this lower cash cost is going to be maintaining our figure of the fourth quarter of 2016, because these investments in Pontevedra and Navia are going to have their effect in 2018.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry? Thank you. Oh, okay. Any other questions, please?
Yes, we have another question from Nuno Stasio from Haitong Bank.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. The first question is on the phase two of planned asset sales. You have mentioned you have a book value of 160 or 170 million euros. How much do you expect to get from that? How much is this? You are saying that you have the wood there. You are selling to the Portuguese pulp producers. How much money are you getting? Are you getting every year out of that? And who do you think you can sell it to, if, and in terms of timings, if you can give us a little bit more details, would be great. The second point would be in terms of the, in terms of Pontevedra, it seems that the investment in terms of the biomass is delayed on a medium to long term, so it means that you won't be lowering cash costs from 370 euros per ton there. I'm taking as a basis your investor day of 2015, so just to confirm that. And the final point is the remuneration of your biomass investment. So you think that this investment that you are making now in Huelva is the authorization that you got 1 or 2 years ago to build this 40 megawatts, and you are selling it at pool price. Do you think what is the return on capital employed that you are expecting, and or is I'm getting it wrong? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stasio. Many questions. Regarding the first of this long series of questions, well, we have 69,000 hectares of wood plantations. Most of them are at the south of Spain, and we use them to feed Huelva pulp mill, who was shut down in 2014. The last 2 years, we have been harvesting, roughly speaking, 150,000 tons per year, and we have been supplying them to our Portuguese competitors who have their mills close to those plantations. As you know, our two pulp mills are 800 kilometers north of those plantations. It is an important part of our balance sheet. The yield we are obtaining is very limited, is, I would say, even below our WACC. We don't have profit from those sales, nor we don't have losses. We are just covering our expenses, and then it has no sense to keep this huge amount of money in our balance sheet. That is why we have decided to start the divestment of those assets. As I said during the presentation, it's going to be a 4 to 5 years program, and we will give you more figures about how much money we think we are going to get from that on the next conference call in 2 to 3 months. We need this time to finish our duties before to give you those figures. What we have decided at board level is that we are going to sell these assets during the next 4 years, progressively, like we did with the other properties we have sold last year and the year before. Regarding your second question, well, in our strategic plan, we forecasted an investment of 74 million euros for a biomass power plant in Pontevedra in order to reduce cash cost. Today, cash cost we see in Pontevedra is online with the strategic plan without this investment. That is why we have abandoned this investment of 74 million euros in Pontevedra for this strategic plan. And although this decision, we are not modifying the final figure of cash cost for Pontevedra. We have, and we are doing other things, managerial things, we don't require CAPEX, and that is why we are pretty sure we don't need this investment in order to be at this level of cash cost. And we still see cash cost by the end of the strategic plan at levels of around 355 euros per ton in Pontevedra, who was our plan 3 years ago. Then there is no modification on the cash cost target for Pontevedra, and there is less 74 million euros of investment, which is good news. Regarding the investment in Huelva, or this permit we obtained last year, we are going to sell this electricity at the pool price, as you were saying, plus the remuneration on operation, which is roughly speaking 50 euros megawatt hour. We are not obtaining, like we are obtaining in the other biomass power plants we are managing, the RE, retribución a la inversión. With this sales figure and with the CAPEX we are negotiating, we see an IRR for the equity of around 10%, who is the IRR target in investments in energy in Spain in our strategic plan. Mr. Stasio, I think that's all.
Yes, very clear. But can I just so go back to what seems to be the very important point, which is, so you invest less for 74 million euros in the biomass, and you can reduce the cash cost in the same way as, because when I see here the slide about Pontevedra, this was the biggest factor, reducing the cash costs of the 50% of that was this biomass plant. So what other things can you do to lower so much the cash costs in Pontevedra? Can you help us just understand that? Thank you.
Well, the investments we have done in Payback 4 and the investments we are doing this year and the ones we are going to do in 2018 and 2019 are going to have much better returns than expected. That is why we have abandoned this idea of an investment in biomass in Pontevedra. There is no other reason.
Okay. Okay. Can you just tell us how much was the cash cost in Pontevedra this in 17 and 16? Sorry, and how much do you expect for 17?
Well, cash cost average, if I am not wrong, in cash cost last year in Pontevedra was something around 390. You have to remember that we had a horrible first quarter with big problems in the turbine. And we expect a cash cost of around 373 for this year, for 2017.
Thank you. Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Beltrán Paradero from Santa Lucía.
Hello, good evening, everybody. I have one question. I know ENCE has been open to invest in other countries. What requirements does that possible investment have to meet in order to make the board approve that investment? In terms of risk, IRR, does that country have to be complementary to whatever thing?
Yes, Bertrand. Let's start before I take opportunity of your question to let you know that, well, our main priority is to consolidate this biomass sector in Spain. Then we may have interest in other M&A operations in Europe, and we are working at long term, mainly in Latin America and in India, and for greenfield projects. And a greenfield project in biomass, you take a lot of time to develop the fuel you need before starting to invest in the biomass power plant. And the criteria, you have that in our strategic plan, who is on the website, but the criteria are, first of all, the country has to be investment grade. Secondly, we need to invest with majority of 50-50 with local partners. The third is that we are going to invest on a country with high electricity prices and with either a PPA or a feed-in tariff. And finally, we are asking IRRs, it depends on the country, but on the range of 18% to 25%. And okay, we never use in those projects imported biomass. We will always use close to the biomass power plant biomass available.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. We have no further question at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, I remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad.
Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. In 3 months' time, we will have the conference call for the first quarter, where we will see good prices, and we will give you further details regarding this divestment in eucalyptus plantations, and we will give you more details also on the question that Nuno Stasio was asking about how we are going to manage to reduce cash cost in Pontevedra without investing in these biomass power plants. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.